Right now we have Russell Bunning and owner and operator Castaneda and Sons, and their dairy is on the line. I'm going to turn it over to you, Russell, if you don't mind, take it from there, and just kind of give us a recap of you're in Washington today, and tell us a little bit about what we have in the study and what we can listen to. Thank you.
Thank you, Luke. Yeah, we participated in a press conference today up here in Washington, D.C. I did, along with three other growers from across the country, and just spoke to the issue of needing to move this immigration reform forward. Mm-hmm. You know, we know we've talked about it for several years, but we need some action, and we spoke to that. I thought the panel went very well. Spoke to everything from a new worker visa program. We had one gentleman on the panel that has used the H-2A program extensively, and it hasn't worked. It's becoming more and more difficult for him to work in on our operation, being a more of a full-time farm dairy beef operation. It hasn't worked for us at all because of needing full-time workers. So anyway, that's what and there was quite a bit of we grow a few vegetables, we do grow a few watermelons, but that's not our main focus, and there was some discussion today about produce just being left in the field because there weren't enough workers to harvest.
Russell, can you just give a quick example of how this lack of reform mm-hmm. is affecting you and your own businesses, some examples about why this is so important that immigration reform can be must be addressed as soon as possible.
Yes, sir. I spoke to it this morning. We, like I said, we have a family operation, and we're pretty diversified. We're kind of a dinosaur, so to speak, as far as growing our own feed for our dairy and our beef operation. We grow some cotton and we grow some watermelons, and we have a labor force that's all of our families, and about 8 full-time employees. Most of these 8 full-time employees are originally from Mexico and were able to obtain legal status years ago. They average over 33 years of employment with our operation. So you know that several of them are getting close to retirement, and we've noticed that. I mean, they want to slow down a little bit. They may want to work fewer hours, and that's fine. That's the way it should be. We haven't been able to replace these guys. We haven't been able to so much as you know, let them slow down a little bit, so to speak. The workforce just isn't out there as far as locally. We need some type of legal a new worker visa program that would work, you know, work for us, especially those of us that needing full time people. And from what I understand from the people that use the H-2A, they need the same thing because it's not working.
Can you kind of just share with folks about, you know, one of the concerns that people say is that, you know, jobs are being taken away by these immigrants and that are working, and can you talk a little bit about how difficult it is to hire and find people that are willing to work and be paid a good wage?
Yes, there's a misconception that a lot of folks in agriculture are just looking for cheap labor. That's very wrong. It's more about the job that has to be done. You know, the job is, yeah, it's hard work. A lot of it is. The hours can be kind of tough, and you're out in the elements most of the time. You know, it's hot during the summer and it's cold during the winter. It's kind of where our society has gone. I mean, you know, we've become more of a technical service type society, and one of the panelists made a comment this morning. You know, how many people are really raising their children to become farm workers? You know, most of the type of labor has always been immigrant labor, and we pay a good wage. We pay a competitive wage, and you know, we have skilled laborers making, you know, over $15-$18 an hour, and we have entry level people at $8 to $10. It's really not about the money. It's more about probably the type of work, and maybe sometimes the stigma a little bit of it. But I think it's just the hours and the type of work and those type of things.
And we will take our first question from the site of Hank Wilson with worldofranching.com. Your line is open.
Thank you. Mr. Bunyan, can I ask you, it's a two-part question, actually. What part of Texas are you located in?
Mr. Wilson, I am about 45 miles southeast of downtown San Antonio, but be southwest Wilson County, Pleasanton, Floresville area.
Okay, and then that leads right into the second part. You mentioned, because I'm located in central Texas, outside of, we're west of Austin in Llano County.
Yes, sir.
And one thing I've noticed is the towns are losing young people. They're losing them to the cities because you mentioned we've become a service technology type of society. Now, down where you are you seeing a lot of these same people who normally or historically would have worked in your operation going to the oil industry, to the new oil patch, to the fracking area?
Yeah, I mentioned that this morning too, and we're right on the edge. I mean, we're right on the edge of the oil field, the real hot activity. Oh, and yeah, there's folks that would have worked in agriculture, and that are going and making really really good dollars. And I mean, and that's fine. I mean, a lot of them are young people, and those hours there aren't always a very good either. But you know, being the oil sector, the energy sector, like it is. They can pay, we feel like we pay a competitive wage, and we do, but they can do a little better than competitive. And so we're losing some folks there. We haven't lost any of our really experienced workers. We've been lucky there. We've tried to work with them because we understand what's going on. But I know we've lost prospective folks to the oil field.
Okay, thank you.
And we will next go to the site of Gary Joyner with TFB Radio Network. Your line is now open.
Good morning, Russell.
Good morning, Gary.
You and other producers have used the word certainty. Tell us what you describe and what you mean when you describe certainty in the workplace.
Certainty to me means, number one, that we can hire legal workers, that we're certain that they'll be, that when we're looking, they'll be available. And certainty that they will be legal workers. Those two go hand in hand. When you start, whether you're expanding your business somewhat or whether you're maybe replacing a retired worker or someone that has moved on, you need the certainty that you know you can go find someone to replace them. And you need to be certain that they're legal. It's kind of a three-legged stool when it comes to border security and being able to hire legal workers and taking care and doing something with the folks that are here, because there's folks here that have been here for many years and they've raised their families. Realistically, we're not going to deport them. I don't know what the answer is there, but we have to get them on the right side of the law, in my opinion.
And we'll now go to the site of Chris Tomlinson with the Associated Press. Your line is now open.
Hi, I just wanted to ask about the political component of this and how you hope to address that. We've seen the current agriculture commissioner make immigration a big, or locking down the border a big part of their campaign. And we also see that just kind of across the board. Do you hope to influence that conversation, and how do you plan to do it?
Repeat the last part of your question, Mr. Tomlinson. Again, you broke up a little bit after talking about the current Secretary of Agriculture about locking down the border.
The Agriculture Commissioner in Texas. Actually, I was speaking.
I'm sorry.
The politics within the dominant party in Texas right now, the Republican Party, seem to be not very favorable to bringing about any reforms anytime soon. How do you plan to address that?
Well, I understand where you're coming from, and you know, we've been working on this for several years as Texas Farm Bureau and other ag organizations and American Farm Bureau. I don't know that I'm going to have a real good answer other than we're going to just keep working on it and keep pointing out that we need to get things done. And as you know, unfortunately, we're starting to see more and more stories and hearing more and more stories of crops not being picked, or, you know, and the gentleman in California today pointed out that there's farmers that are actually not growing it anymore because they really feel like they're not going to get it harvested. So I guess we just keep working on it, and you know, I understand there's a political side to this story too, but you know, there's also a very real economic side to it that I think maybe will start resonating better if we keep working on it. That's where I think we have to go with it.
Thank you for all the media that's joined us. We'll just wrap it up here in a minute. If there's any final comments.
My final comment would be I appreciate the opportunity, and I appreciate everyone's interest in this issue. I feel like if we work on it hard enough, we'll eventually get it done. No prediction here on when we'll get it done, but it definitely is an issue that will have to be addressed, hopefully sooner than later. And as far as I look at it from my organization standpoint, we know we need a new worker visa program. We know we have to secure our borders, and we know we have to address the folks that are here. So with all that in play, hopefully we'll get something done.